Consumer Watch with Wendy Nolan on East Coast Breakfast.
Hello, Wendy.
Hello, Darren.
So we're going to be taking another look at the havoc that these fraudsters are causing by hacking into companies' emails and changing the banking details and taking your money.
Exactly. So it's a newish scam and it's really rife at the moment. So I'm not short of material, but I do think it's worth repeating this warning to get the word out persistently and spare others from falling victim to it. So what's prompted this is an email I got from Colette Barris. She sent an email to Consumer Watch last week to tell us about her near miss at the hands of email hackers. So she'd signed an agreement to buy a house and she was expecting a call from the conveyancing attorneys, which were to be appointed by the sellers, so she didn't know who they were, so that she could pay the 450,000 rand deposit into the conveyancer's trust account pending transfer of the property right into her name. So then she did get a call from the conveyancing firm, but the conversation didn't go quite as she was expecting it to.
She said she had emailed the paperwork to my work email address, which was the correct email address, but I didn't receive that mail at
all. That was obviously intercepted.
Yes, must have been. And then after that, she received an email from a Gmail address under my name, which wasn't my email address. And they had the exact details of the property. They had the payment structure, everything there signed by myself saying, please, can you just resend all the paperwork to my personal email address? And that's what she had done, and then phoned me to say she was a bit cautious, so she'd added a password onto the correspondence and she wanted to just give me the password so that I could open it. And that's how we found out about it.
Yo. Okay, so explain to me.
Hijacked email.
Yeah,
okay. So these fraudsters target companies, usually smallish ones without very sophisticated email systems. They hack into the email servers and intercept invoices.
Yeah.
But before they do that, they intercept other mails to see who's paying what to whom.
Yes.
So they know who to target. And then they change the banking details to their own and wait for the money to pour in. The conveyancing attorneys are a particular favorite target for them because large sums of money, very large sums of money, move into and out of their trust accounts. So the property buyers, like Colette, put the money in, and then when the transfer goes through, they transfer the proceeds of the sale to the sellers, right? And both the buyers and the sellers of property are falling victim to the scam. So having hacked into the conveyancing attorney's account, the fraudsters intercept mails and attempt to trick the buyers, such as Colette, into paying their money, purchase money into their account. And on the other hand, they trick the attorneys into paying the proceeds of the sale, not to the sellers, but into their bank account. I've had one of those cases recently. So in Colette's case, the fraudsters intercepted the mail the conveyancers had sent her with information about the account that she should transfer her deposit into. And then came the fraudster's next move.
The following Monday, I received another email from this conveyancer. It was her exact email address, but it was a very formal email asking me when I would be paying the deposit and asking whether they needed to confirm the banking account details. On the Friday, we'd already confirmed the bank account details about five times, and we'd already got onto first name basis. We'd spoken so often, so it didn't ring true. So
yes, that fortunately.
Luckily. So I phoned her offices again, and it hadn't come from her, even though it had come from her mailbox.
Wow.
And then they investigated and found that their server had been hacked.
And actually, that hacking had gone as far as the real estate agency's email account as well. It was a very sophisticated one. This is in Durban, right?
Yeah.
So if not from the call from the conveyancer, the real one, a few days earlier, Colette would have had nothing to show for her 450,000 rand.
Quite honest, I would have just paid that money across. If I got all the official documents from conveyancers saying, pay the money into this trust account, I would have paid it.
Yeah.
Looked like an idiot afterwards.
Don't forget it was from the right email account, right?
Yeah.
So she wouldn't have any way of knowing, apart from she'd had that conversation and the email didn't gel with that. So if you're listening to this thinking, well, that's quite hectic, but I don't have anything to worry about because I'm not about to buy or sell any kind of property, think again. If you do any kind of EFT after getting an emailed invoice from a service provider, you are at huge risk of paying your money to the fraudster instead. So stay tuned.
Coming up in 9 minutes, we're going to continue with Wendy Nola to find out what exactly happened with Colette.
Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola on East Coast Breakfast.
Listen, this is huge, and this is the reason why Wendy is talking to us about this again. This hacking, let me see if I've got it right. So I'm a freelancer, and I'm working with somebody, and we're to and fro with each other on the contract, and we're emailing each other, and then comes the email from the same email address with the same letterhead and all the details about the payment, and the only thing that has changed, thanks to the hackers, is the bank account.
Yes.
So when the transfer happens, boom, the money goes to someone else. Cheers, goodbye, note, and you out of pocket.
And it's causing drama between the
for sure.
The business arrangement is now intact.